A Melbourne scientist will lead an international team of researchers examining the land-based plants and animals of Antarctica and studying how they're responding to climate change. The project is one of more than 20 to be part of the Antarctic Circumnavigation Expedition, which is the inaugural expedition of the newly formed Swiss Polar Institute. Professor Stephen Chown from Monash University will lead the team, and he's told our reporter Simon Lauder this will be the most significant Antarctic expedition since the mid-1800s.
Since then, most nations work on particular islands, like Australia on Heard Island and Macquarie Island, and the French on Possession, but very few trips actually go around to all of the islands, and this is one of the first in a very long time.
So what's driving this sudden burst of international collaboration?
Well, for a long time, people have thought it would be a good idea, given that things are changing so quickly in the region. The winds are changing, they're strengthening as a consequence partly of the ozone hole, which is quite strange. And we're seeing remarkable climate change. We're seeing changes in the species that are there. So people have been talking about getting something together that looks at all of the islands. And the Swiss Polar Institute, which is normally formed, is recently formed, has solicited the support of a philanthropist to actually pay for the expedition. So that's pretty unusual and unique.
And what will this expedition and the way it's being done allow you to do that you normally wouldn't be able to do?
So the expedition itself has about 22 projects covering a wide range of areas, from carbon in the deep sea, because of course there's marine work as well, to seabird populations. For us, the most significant thing is understanding how life evolved in the region. So many of these islands are really isolated, and a good question is, well, how did things get there? And these are all unresolved questions. You'd think now in the 21st century we'd know all this, but we don't. It's such an amazing remote place.
And how are they being affected by climate change, or is that one of the mysteries?
No, we have some information already. So if you think of species that evolved there, that were there before humans arrived for the first time in the 18th century and the 19th century, and then you compare them with species we introduced, either with ships by accident or sometimes with fodder for sheep when the early stations were being established, it seems to us that the non-indigenous species, the invasive ones, really prefer it quite warm. And not only that, but they develop faster with more heat. Of course, insects develop. They're not like us. They can't regulate their body temperature. So the warmer it is, the faster they go. But the rate at which that development increases seems faster for the invasive species. So the signal seems to suggest that invasive species will be winners under warming, and indigenous ones will be losers. Now, we're not sure how completely that applies to all of the groups, what the differences are, and that can give us a great deal of insight, not only into what the problems might be there, but how we might see this play out elsewhere, such as in Australia, including its temperate regions like Tasmania and so on.
So if that's applicable elsewhere, it just means pests are going to thrive.
That does seem to be part of the signal, and so the answer to that, some people say, well, isn't that a gloomy message? And my answer always is, no, it's a message on how we might expect to have to manage the world into the future. And the more information we have to do that, the better off we'll be.
Professor Stephen Chown from Monash University speaking to Simon Lauder.